Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. I've never been particularly strong with my hands or my arms. They're thin and wiry, not thick and muscular. As I've grown older, I've noticed that the grip on my hands is even weaker. So that when you have a jar with a lid that's on it, it gets harder and harder to open it. Your grip just isn't as strong. Now, okay, you can find something else to do, use for a stuck lid or a bottle top, but what if it's a dangerous situation when you really need a strong grip or to hold on tight? It's a huge wind, a gale force, and you are just holding on for dear life. You need a strong grip. You don't want a weak one there. Or it's the proverbial, you've fallen off the edge of a cliff. You're holding on by that little scrub brush. Those are the kinds of moments where you need someone who is stronger than you, who has a grip that can hold on to you, so that you aren't blown away in a wind, so that you don't fall down the cliff. Now, what is true in the physical realm is even more true in the spiritual realm. We need someone who can hold on to us tight so that we aren't blown away in our faith. We need somebody whose grip is strong so that we don't fall from our God. And of course, we do have someone. His name is Jesus. Jesus is walking in a porch area of the temple. It's winter. The Jewish leaders see him and they surround him. They pepper him with questions. Tell us plainly, are you the Christ? Are you the one we've been waiting for? Well, Jesus says, I've told you this. They don't really want to believe him. They're not a part of his flock. They really want to get rid of him. And then Jesus says, look at my works. See what my hands have done. And what is this? What have his hands done? Well, just before this, there was a man who was born blind. Can't do much when you're born blind back then. Sit there and beg. Jesus comes along to the man. He spits in the ground, and with his hand he makes some mud. He puts it in the man's eyes, tells him to go and wash. The man does that, and he can see. It's amazing work. But even more, that man believes. And when the Jewish leaders try to discredit him and his witness to Jesus, Jesus finds him and holds on to him tight. Even a little bit earlier than that, Jesus is teaching. People start to gather. More people, thousands of people are there. It gets late in the day. They're hungry. What does Jesus have to work with his hands? 5 loaves of bread, a couple of fish, barely enough meal for a young boy. But watch his hands go to work. The bread's broken up, and the fish in the basket after basket after basket after basket after basket. And then there are 12 baskets full of leftovers. His hands do amazing things, and people believe. Jesus' hands are powerful. They can hold onto us tight. And the older you get, the more not only your grip gets weaker, but there are certainly times when you need his firm grip on your faith as well. Last week, we watched replays of two bombs going off at the end of the Boston Marathon. We saw pictures of a fertilizer plant explode in a small town in Texas, destroying whole city blocks. We watched as the floodwaters rose and washed away people's homes and cars and livelihoods. Well, last summer we watched as farmers lost their crops in a drought. We see pictures of children starving and thirsty, stomachs distended, blank faces. The older you get, the more you've seen and experienced and looked at these sorts of things. And there can be those moments where you wonder, where is God in all of this? Who seems to be stronger? The disaster, the evil, the death seems to have the grip on us. Or perhaps you realize how much you need Jesus' firm grips because you have just simply messed up, royally did something wrong. Cost you a lot of money, drove somebody important away from you, really hurt one of your kids. You tell yourself, I'm never going to do that again. But you know you will. Again, the older you get, the more you realize this sinfulness is not going to go away. And you can even wonder, why would God want to hold on to me? Or perhaps as you get older, you begin to realize just how fragile life really is. All it takes is just a tiny little virus, and your hands are too weak to work or to play. Or some cells inside of you begin to mutate and multiply, and the treatments for the cancer leave you so weak your hands can't even pick up a fork to eat. A stray bullet, a wrong way drunk driver, a sudden tornado, and your hands can be just as lifeless as any other person who's dead. The fragility of life shows us just how much we need a strong hand, because we can't hold on to it on our own. And Jesus has those strong hands. His hands are nailed to a cross. Do the nails hold him there? Hands that can turn fish and bread into a meal for thousands. Hands that can heal a man born blind. No, those nails don't hold him there. But the love of a good shepherd for his people, for his sheep, holds him there. Royally mess up, Jesus reaches out with his forgiveness. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And then he takes it back up again. Anything that seems so strong, that has such a grip on life like death or destruction or evil, he is stronger. He breaks those bonds and comes out of that grave on Easter morning and leads us. At home, I have a wall in our house with a number of crosses on it. I brought one in that was given to me. It's a cross, and inside of it has a counted cross stitch in it. It's got a nice little green meadow. It's got the sun coming up and three words. It says, He leadeth me. From Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. He leadeth me. He leadeth me with a strong hand. A grip that will not let go. And yet sometimes as you grow older, you just need to see how Jesus holds on to us. After the bombings went on with the Boston Marathon, Facebook had a number, lots of posts about it. My niece wrote a simple sentence. She said, "Seriously, what is wrong with people?" I could agree with that. But then somebody else put up a post that made me just stop. It was a quotation from Mr. Rogers. You know, my neighborhood sweater. Mr. Rogers said, when I was young and the news was scary, my mom told me to look for the helpers. There are always people who are helping. And within a day or so, the news came out that from Lutheran Charities, the comfort dogs were on the way. Dogs that people who have been traumatized can talk to and cry in and hug and to hold. Dogs that are part of God's wonderful creation have become helpers. Dogs that have been specially trained by God's people and brought to people in need. How does Jesus keep a firm grip on us? He lets us see those who are helping. And as for the times when you really mess up, there's a helper there too. Most often, it's a pastor at the beginning of a service, and you watch the motion of his hands. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And it's the sign of the cross. Or you can almost see Jesus beckoning you to come to his table. It's not just a little piece of bread and a sip of wine. It's his very hands reaching in to grab hold of you once again. And there comes those times when you realize the fragility of life and you just need to be held. My older sister died of cancer. It started somewhere in her body and then it settled into her liver and spread out from there. For 2 years, she underwent all the treatments, but it was obvious the cancer had spread too far. The last few weeks, they brought a hospital bed into their home so that she could be with her family. There were days when one of her four grown children or her husband were there, and she would simply ask them to crawl into bed with her and hold her tight. But it was not just the physical holding. The people from her church came and brought meals for them every day. They visited, they said prayers, they gave cards. Around her hospital bed were devotional books and crosses and her Bible. She was being held by a family member. She was also in the midst of the pain and the doubts and the fears, being held tight in Jesus' firm grip. Jesus has a promise for us this day. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I will not let them perish. No one will snatch them from my hand. Occasionally I'll get an email, and on the bottom, instead of things like yours truly or sincerely yours, somebody will have three little words, and the words are, in his grip. Know what I did this weekend? I changed the ending of my emails. It now says, in his grip. That's what we are, in the strong grip of Jesus, and no one will snatch us out of his hand. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding fill our hearts and our minds, our faith, with the sure confidence of Jesus' strong grip. Amen.